The Burt Show.
Anybody see Desperate Housewives last night? Or Sunday night, I
no,
should say.
No, I missed it. Yes.
You did? I love that show.
I'm obsessed.
Totally, man.
And I've gotten my husband obsessed about it, too. Like, I was like, oh, it's Sunday, Desperate Housewives. And he literally said, oh, yay! And I was like, did you say, oh, yay, about Desperate Housewives? He's like, oh, I did, didn't I?
See, I can't tell if it's a really good show or we're desperate for a show that is anything like Sex and the City.
No, it's a good
really
show.
Good
is it a
show?
Good show?
Yes. It's a really good show. You know, I was reading this morning that more than double the people were watching Desperate Housewives on Sunday night than were watching Terry Hatcher win her award at the Golden Globes for Desperate Housewives Sunday night. They put the Golden Globes up against it, and it did terrible in the ratings
it
in
really
comparison. It was like, I think the rating was like an 11-point-something for Desperate Housewives and like 5-point-something for the Golden Globes.
Well, Desperate Housewives on Sunday night, I thought they took a really interesting avenue, and I want to get your guys' opinion on this. When we're all going through high school, we are all like, I just can't wait to get through high school. Get away from the cliques. Get away from all the judgments.
I know.
Just be ourselves, you know? And in Desperate Housewives on Sunday, they made the observation that high school never really ends. And just to set this clique up for you, or this clip up for you. The deal is this, that Terry Hatcher's got herself into some real big problems here with another character on the show, Edie. And she's really starting to kiss her butt. And in this scene right here, Terry Hatcher and Edie are on the side of the road while Edie's car, the tire went flat on it. And she starts to look at Terry Hatcher like, look, you didn't like me before, so I know you're up to something. Why are you being so nice to me now? This is very similar to what used to happen to me in high school. And she makes a pretty interesting observation. I want to see if you guys think it's true.
Bet you were a cheerleader in high school, weren't you?
My junior year. How'd you know?
Girls like you were always cheerleaders. Clear skin, honor roll, popular. In high school, I was the girl that hung out with the freaks in the loading dock and smoked. Everyone hated us.
Well, you know, high school. Thank God we leave that behind.
See, I don't think we do. I'm still the outsider that doesn't get invited to the cool parties, and you're still the perky cheerleader who thinks that she can pull the wool over everyone's eyes.
What?
You came on this trip, paid for the gas, and look at you. You're changing this flat when you know I have auto club. You want something from me.
I just know Mrs. Huber's death's been hard on you. I want to help.
That's a lie.
Why would you think I was lying?
Because we're still in high school. The old rules apply.
Okay, so is that true? Like, do we ever really leave high school? Like, the persona that you have in high school, if you're the cheerleader that just had to, you know, basically crack a smile and pretty much got what you want, does that ever change throughout life? If you were the jock and you got special treatment, when you're out of high school and you become an adult, do you go to another clique or do you still remain in the jock clique as an adult?
Well, see, I think it depends on what happens to you, because I think if the popular cheerleader girl gets pregnant at 18 and ends up having a whole bunch of kids real early on in life, like, she's not going to have the same life that she did in high school. And if the really popular jock guy gets big and fat and bald, then he's not going to have the same privileges. You know what I mean? Like, that's always kind of
going to be hard on him.
That's going to be really hard.
But that's always the cliche of when you go back to your, 20-year high school reunion, that everything is different at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And we focus on the cheerleader, the jock. Like, in that clip, Edie was the one talking, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she was the one on the dock, like she said, smoking. You know, the thing is, she's still stuck in the same mode of not trusting anybody, and everybody is getting more than she is. So, like, she's just as guilty as she is claiming Terry Hatcher to be. So it's not just the jocks and the cheerleaders. I think a lot of times, the ones who were left out of the cliques in high school may still live that life as an adult. I don't think it's everybody. I think if you hated what you were going through, you adjust it to something that works. But if you were cheerleader and jock and really enjoyed that lifestyle, I do think you try to keep that going as long as you can.
I think you do too. 404-741-1005. Good morning, Sean. You're on the Burt Show on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, what's up, Burt?
Hey, man.
How's it going?
It's going good. Just wondering if, like, do we ever really leave, like, the cliques that we had in high school, or do we remain the same person throughout our whole lives?
I'm going to have to say, I guess it would kind of depend on the person, but me personally, I did. I'll shoot you straight up. I was pretty dorky in high school, and now, like, I got out of high school, started hanging out at the clubs a little more, you know, got into dance and stuff like that, and became, like, really pretty popular, had a lot of friends. So, yeah, I would have to say it can possibly change,
but
yeah.
Do you find yourself, though, as the guy that was dorky in high school and has made the transition a cool guy, do you find yourself letting everybody know how cool you are now because you're still trying to hide the dorky persona from high school?
Really, no, because I basically act the same. It's just it's more accepted now than it was back then.
It's like Little John. Have you seen that picture of Lil Jon when he was in high school? It's the dorkiest thing you have ever seen. We've got to find that. I think it was in Blender Magazine last month.
That's great.
And it is the dorkiest picture you have ever seen. And Lil Jon's like super cool guy now.
Now he's super crunk.
He's super crunk.
Good morning, Jenny. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi, Bird. I just wanted to let you know, I think you have it right to a good degree. I think people can change, like their last caller said, but I work in a company that has a lot of salespeople. And the absolute best salespeople are the jocks and the ones you can tell are like the popular girls and the cheerleaders, because they've got that whole schmoozing personality and they know how to kiss up better than anybody.
That's almost a good observation. You can look at a sales department and see, you can kind of guess who the old jocks and cheerleaders were.
Well, oh, you totally can tell. They're so obvious. So I think, like the last caller, I think I've changed somewhat from high school and fit into the mainstream a little bit, but you can tell the ones who've stuck to their personality.
Do you think it's the social skills? Do you think that they became the cheerleaders and the jocks and stuff in high school or the popular crowd because they had better social skills than the other people?
I think somewhat. I think a lot of that stuff, personally, I believe it stems from insecurity, too. You act like a big old cocky jock, and, you know, and then all of a sudden you get treated like one. But I think
it has very, very little to do with your personality, and I think it has to do with your, in this case, athletic ability and how good-looking you are. Like, I can already see, like, when I go to pick up Hayden from daycare, I can already see how adults treat the good-looking kids differently than they treat the kids that aren't as good-looking. I can already see it happening.
Like, really?
And yes. I think in my school, it was not only, and it wasn't always looks, because not, you know, for me, not every cheerleader was, I mean, there were non-cheerleaders who are better looking physically, but also money, where they came from. In my high school, it was the kids who lived in the better neighborhoods ended up being the ones who were, they had evolved into those circles.
Hey, Diane, do we ever truly leave high school?
You know, I think we do. I recently went to my high school reunion, 30 years, and my small school on the Gulf Coast was very cliquish, extremely cliquish, and I was not part of that group. I was shy, and I was raised on a farm, and I just totally wasn't the cheerleader type, very studious. And when I walked in the door of this place, it wasn't like going back 30 years. It was like meeting whole new friends. I mean, the whole group. My boyfriend was with me, and he said, "Gosh, I didn't realize that you were so popular in school." And I said, "I wasn't. I totally wasn't. It was awful. See, school was awful." So, you know, I don't know if the cliques were in my head or if those people just changed, but they're now some of my best friends. I mean, they're awesome. So
I think adulthood just brings dorkiness, and as you get older, everybody has the common factor of we're all dorky.
You embrace it.
You embrace it at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
You embrace your inner dorkiness.
When you're in control and can, you know, move where you want to and take whatever job you want to, then, yeah, you're a little more comfortable with it.
I will say at the 10-year high school reunion, it's still same cliques. Everybody that was hanging out in their cliques, at least in my school, was hanging out at the 10-year high school reunion in the same clique.
At my 10 years, kind of interesting how the people who were at the head table, the people who were the most, you know, personality and organized everything were the people that stayed in my little small hometown who were not the cheerleaders and jocks. And it was almost as if they, you know, were able to be the big shots at this reunion. So it was reversal at the 10 year. Yeah, it was interesting.
Good morning, Sam. You're on the Burt Show, All the Hits, Q100.
Hi. Yeah, I'm young, and I can't tell you about people who are, like, 40 and how things go down when they're 40, but people, like, pretty much between almost to about 30 years old, I can say that it carries with them, even the kids that really, people who didn't really have cliques and who didn't really have, like, who weren't, like, I guess as you guys would call it, the jocks and the cheerleaders and stuff, it carries on with them because I work in a restaurant, so I work with a lot of people that are older as well, and they kind of, I don't want to say it. I mean, they're not real. Like me and a couple of my friends, like we dress kind of like we were those kids in high school, and they totally treat us with disrespect.
Well, which one?
It carries on with them.
Who were you in high school?
I was not a cheerleader by any means. I mean, I had a lot of friends, but...
you were in the popular crowd.
I guess, but I wasn't... I don't know. I didn't really have a clique.
Maybe you'd have to know where you were in high school to know whether or not you're in it as an adult. So.
I don't know, but I just see people that I work with that kind of hate on the people that dress like that, and they're not very nice, and it carries on with them. They're bitter.
Well, I'm sure if I dressed the way I dressed in high school, I'm sure that I would be ostracized too.
There you are in your Styx tour jacket.
I got my tight jeans that, you know, they're tight at the ankle, little high waters. What else did I wear?
Yeah, the ripped
jeans. And the big sweatshirts, the two sweatshirts, one that I cut designs in over another color with the belt that hangs down beneath my waist. I think I'd get laughed at if I had that on.
If I busted out my starter jacket, I'd be in a lot of trouble. Yeah.
Members only wear? Yeah, no.
I have my Choose Life t-shirt on today. Frankie says, I'm wearing that one tomorrow.
And I've got my hair all permed and jacked up. Yeah.
The Burt Show.